Niemen Hao, it's a pleasure to be here with you all again today, and it's also a pleasure to be joined by Kara, of course. How are you today, Kara?
I'm doing pretty good. 大家好，我是卡拉，欢迎收听今天的早安英文。
Right, so today we're going to be talking about the real London accent. So, Kara, what comes to your mind when you think about a London accent?
Well, I would have to say it would sound very posh and classy, like a gentleman.
Well, unfortunately, you couldn't be more wrong.
What? So what does the London accent sound like?
Well, firstly, the London accent is called a Cockney accent, and it sounds a lot more rough than a posh accent. The truth is, much like there is no one Chinese accent, there is no such thing as an English accent. This is because the English accent changes from city to city and town to town.The most popular English accent that is often heard in movies or on the news is what's often referred to as a BBC English accent.
A BBC accent, like the BBC News Company?
Yes, that's correct.
来给大家解释一下，就是说像我们说普通话也不会只有一种口音，那英文也是一样的，也许因为地方不同，这个 accent 都会有些不同。刚刚 Jack 提到两种，一种是 Cockney accent,Right?
Yeah.
就指的是那种伦敦腔，你们可以想想阿黛尔，他就是那种很典型的 Cockney accent。那而给我们留下那种很高贵、很绅士新闻里边的那种，我们叫做 BBC accent， 也可以说成 posh accent， 就 BBC 腔。然后呢，加上一点上流社会特有口音的、upper class。
Yeah, 对。
就像英国皇室那样的。
So, the BBC have popularized it in modern culture, and it involves speaking English perfectly, as it was intended to be spoken. This means that every letter is said correctly, and speaking very clearly without the use of slang words is very important.
So I understand why that would be a desirable accent for news readers to have.As it would mean that everyone who speaks English can easily understand them.
Yes, exactly.
像这种因为吐字都非常清楚，然后呢也几乎没有俚语的使用，所以意味着只要是懂英语的人就能够明白，这也是为什么新闻主播都是这个腔。
But this accent is not the London accent. So in London, people speak with a much more common tongue.
Common tongue. What do you mean by tongue?
Well, tongue is a word that's used to describe the language or accent that you have. So, for example, my mother tongue is West Country accent, and yours is?
像我是湖南人啊，我一直都以为我的普通话非常的标准，然后没有口音。但是我看到常常有朋友评论说我有湖南口音，所以就好吧。如果你想查看本期节目的文字笔记，欢迎微信搜索关注早安英文，回复笔记两个字就可以看到了。另外，我们为大家准备了免费的神秘学习大礼包，请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复福利两个字就可以看到了。
So, now we get to the bit that I'm looking forward to. So, I'm going to tell you some real London slang phrases and pronunciations of words, and you're going to try and say them.
You know what? I'm really good at imitating.
Okay, right, we'll test that. So, first off, I'm going to teach you some basic pronunciation. So, if you wanted to say the word butter, you would instead say butter. This means you have to drop the T's and add an A and a H at the end of the word. So, butter.
butter.
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah, that's pretty good.
我收回我刚刚说的话 I'm taking that what I just said back.
Right, so the next word is bath. So instead of saying the th sound, you would instead use a f. So like this, bath.
就不咬舌发成 bath.
Bath. Yeah, that's good, that's good. You're better at this than you think. And next is the word have.So you would drop the H sound, so it just sounds like av.
Av.
Av, yeah, perfect.
Yeah, av.
And lastly, instead of saying going to, when referring to something that you're going to do,
Yeah. You
can say gonna.
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 Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
大家一起来啊 gonna.
Right, so now we're going to use those last three in a sentence, so you can sound like a real Londoner. So can you say...I'm gonna have a bath.
I can. I'm gonna have a bath.
Yeah, that's good. That's
I'm gonna have a bath.
Wow, yeah, I think with a bit of practice, you could sound like a real Londoner. I'm so glad we put this topic today.
It sounds almost like a lazy way of speaking.
Yeah, well, essentially it is. And that's why you wouldn't hear it on the BBC or in the movies very much. It just involves dropping lots of letters and making easier sounds to replace them with.
Oh, I understand. There are some Chinese dialects that follow a similar process. 就像北方人啊，他可能我之前有一个北方室友，他就不说喝牛奶，他都说喝奶、吃枣，我就觉得挺奇怪的。我不知道我这个例子举得好不好。
Right, so the next element of a London accent that I wanted to talk about is something called rhyming slang.
Rhyming slang? You mean the words rhyme?
Exactly.
就是这个叫 Cockney rhyming slang, 叫做伦敦押韵俚语。This ought to be good.
So, right, it's almost like a code so that if you're not from London, you wouldn't understand. So my first example is an easy one that everybody in England knows, and it's up the apples and pears. Can you guess what that means?
Apples and pears. Like the fruits?
Yes, like the fruits, yeah.
I have no idea.
Well, apples and pears rhymes with stairs. So instead of saying up the stairs, you could say...up the apples and pears.
天哪，我觉得我有必要跟大家解释一下了。俚语，这个押韵俚语啊，或者叫做同韵俚语，它就是说韵脚是一样的，然后呢，用一个短语去代替另一个同韵脚的词，一一对应，就好像代码一样。那像这个 pears 和 stairs, airs 就是押韵的嘛，所以 I'm just going up the apples and pears, right?
Yeah, that's perfect. You're really good at this. Okay, so the next one is...Bread and honey.
What rhymes with bread and honey? Let me think. How about funny?
Oh, that's a good try. It's a good try. It's actually money. So an example sentence would be, how much bread and honey did you spend last night?
Oh my goodness. These are so difficult.
Yeah, I know. Unless you are from London or Londoners tell you, or maybe you can work them out, then it's like a secret language.And it was often used to trick police, as they wouldn't understand what criminals or just normal people were talking about.
就像是一种密语。刚刚Jack给我看了一个视频，就是有两个人想说悄悄话，但是旁边有人。然后呢，他们就开始切换这种rhyming slang模式，就旁边的人完全听不懂。
If you want to hear what a natural London accent sounds like, then you can listen to an interview with the singer Adele.She has a London accent only when she talks, and luckily not when she sings.
I'm definitely going to listen to her speak and see if I notice her drop any letters.
Yeah, you will hear some.
对，刚刚也说了，阿黛尔就是非常典型的伦敦腔啊，大家可以再回过头去听一下她说话。今天的节目是不是让大家有感觉好像打开了英语世界的又一扇大门？如果你想了解更多，学习更多有趣的关于英文方面的知识，欢迎加入我们的会员课程。了解详情请微信搜索关注早安英文，回复会员两个字就可以了。好，我们来总结一下今天学到的一些表达。
Cockney accent，
这个叫做伦敦腔。
Posh accent， BBC accent，
这个是 BBC 腔，就是比较正统的那种英文口音。
I'm going to have a bath， I'm gonna have a bath，
就是我要去洗澡了。
Cockney rhyming slang，
伦敦押韵俚语。
Stairs, up the apples and pears. I'm just going up the apples and pears.
就是我准备要上楼了。
Money, bread and honey. How much bread and honey did you spend last night?
你昨晚花了多少钱呢？
Well, that's all we have time for today, but thank you very much for joining us.
我是卡拉。
我是 Jack.
我们下期再见了，拜拜。
再见，拜拜。